What other alternatives are there? I see these portable air conditioners now at like Lowe's and stuff that you can just plug into an outlet. Have you ever looked into those?
Well, oddly enough, I bought one at the end of the year a couple of years ago because I wanted to disassemble it and see if this made any sense, you know, installing in a closet or something with a duct going one way and some other vent going outside. I haven't done it yet, but, you know, that's a cheap alternative potentially. Really, the size of that thing is quite a lot bigger than a window unit anyway. And from what people have told me that have used them in their house, that although they may say, 10,000 BTU or something on them, they're nowhere near equivalent to 10,000 BTU window units. So I'm not sure how they did their measuring, but I don't know. So I don't have any firsthand experience with it, but I do have a unit that at some point I will do some tests.
Yeah, I was wondering about those because, you know, it could be something that you could just bring along when you need it. So it'd be interesting if you get testing on that to see. Let's see. We have a call in. Actually, David, he recorded this on his phone and sent it in. David Rowe, he has a question about a fridge vent. He has a 68 Overlander. And he has a question about cleaning up a fridge vent. He's doing some work on his 68. Let's have a listen.
Hi, Tim and Colin. This is David in Tennessee. I have a 68 Overlander that I'm doing a shell-off renovation on. And I'm going to move the fridge to the other side of the trailer when I put it back together. So I'm wondering what to do with the hole of the where the fridge vent used to be. So I was thinking that maybe I could put a window in there instead of putting an aluminum patch over it. And I'm curious to see what your thoughts are on that. So, as always, thanks for a great show.
All right, David, thanks for that. So he's remodeling and rearranging, leaving a big hole for a fridge vent.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming here he's really referring to the upper one, the chimney in the roof is on the side. I mean, there's certainly hatches, which they can be sort of access hatches for, storage from the outside if need be. But I guess the really big thing is the roof chimney was... Is that how you're reading it as well?
Yeah, that's how I was reading it, and I was immediately thinking Vista View windows.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. You know, they're out there. You know, they do have tendency to leak, et cetera, but they are out there, even new old stock. Certainly, they've got the curve in them to suit, and they're about the same shape as that fridge chimney anyway. Now, whether you want a window up in that area is another question, or you may say, you know what, get a couple of them and put a couple of them in line along that area and make it appear that really that stuff's always been there.
Yeah. So what any other ideas? Or
well, one idea, you know, I mean, it's kind of a pretty basic one, is just leave the chimney there and blank it off. So, you know, no birds or whatnot are going to get in there. We've done that a number of times. You know, when we take out furnaces and stuff, we'll leave the small suburban furnace chimney on the outside of the trailer with a blanking plate behind it. Another one we did, which might work for this as well, because we've got the louver press now, we made a panel with a bunch of louvers in it. To cover the it was the side of a 65 Overlander, and the furnace was, well, we took the furnace out, it was DOA, and then we put a panel on there to basically a patch to seal it up, but you know, it was quite obviously a patch, so we made a specific panel to suit that patch size so it would look like, you know, there's a furnace or something behind there. So certainly a louvered panel over top of the thing, it would, even though it's a blank plate in behind, it would appear that, you know, it has some degree of function.
Yeah. I did that on my Ambassador for the furnace, I think. Or no, the old stove, I think, had a vent off the side.
Right.
So I took the vent off, patched it, put the vent back on, the vent grill back on, and actually it's a little pop-out thing, and yeah, you can't tell unless you go in there and start sticking your nose up in the vent.
Right.
So better than just a random patch, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, one of the reasons why we got the louver press. You can make functional vents, but you can also make dummy